Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. For so many years, I had so much anxiety around starting a new year. It might be because my birthday is just a few days after January ends on February 4th, or it might be that I can sense that all around me, people are actively trying to overhaul their lives or actively resisting letting the new year be anything more than just another day. I've tried many different approaches to starting a new year, and have even asked myself, why do I care so much? Why do I spend so much time thinking about how I'm going to make it through this new year? In addition to the social pressure of the new year, there is also pressure as both an artist and poet. Oftentimes, there is this expectation to create and share content that feels timely and relates to whatever season we are in. And maybe because of this pressure, I am seldom satisfied with what I end up making when I'm thinking about all of those things. But over the past few years, especially considering how extra uncertain the world has seemed, I have found that the best way for me to not only start the new year, but to start anything new is by pursuing clarity in daily life. Because this time of year can be tricky or challenging or just demanding so much of us, I wanted to take a moment to share my process of finding clarity with you. Merriam-Webster defines clarity as the quality of being easily understood. In one way or another, we all want to understand what's going on in our lives. Introspection and reflection can help us learn more about ourselves and the world around us. And perhaps the reason why so many of us end up thinking about all of this at the beginning of a new year is because we've just ended an old one. So as we learn to embrace this new year, here are three ways that I am finding clarity right here, right now, and I hope that they can encourage you as well. The first way I find clarity is by letting myself feel however I need to feel. Do I feel anxious with a touch of excitement? Do I feel joyful, tired, peaceful? Whatever the emotions are, I hold space for them until they pass. I must recognize that when starting something new, perhaps more than in other moments of life, I am going to start to feel a mix of many emotions. And the best thing I can do to find clarity in this moment is to be clear about how I feel. There is strength in learning to name these feelings. Yes, feelings, plural, and letting myself feel all of them. The second thing to do is to release the idea that taking it day by day is some kind of last resort. We often say one day at a time as a passive statement when we're going through a challenging or difficult period in lives, but it's so much more than that. One day at a time is literally all we can do. And if we really think about what is possible in one day, we will start to see a lot of things with a renewed sense of clarity. So before I start to ask myself, what do I want to do this year, or even this week? I ask, what do I want to do today? How do I want to feel today? Taking things one day at a time doesn't mean we are giving up on our plans or that we are lacking forward movement in our lives. One day at a time simply means that we are learning to make the most of where we are at this very moment. And when we do that, we are actually kind of rehearsing for a future moment where we will have to make the most of wherever we may find ourselves. The third and final way to find clarity is to approach being present from a place of love. Spend as much time as you can being present with people you are close to. Be present in your community by giving to others, by expressing love whenever and however you can. And most importantly, we must remember to be present with love to everyone, including ourselves. Being present from a place of love means asking ourselves these kinds of questions. What plants need to be watered today? What good things can I do today? How can I show kindness to others? How can I show kindness to myself? How can I let myself, just for a moment, take a few deep breaths without worrying about anything? It's in these moments that we can start to find clarity and the ability to understand what these moments might mean to us. By just being here, by simply being present to whatever is right in front of us, we are learning to take this life one day at a time. It can be tempting to seek clarity somewhere off in a future that hasn't happened yet, with to-do lists and calendars all marked up and ready to go. But when we only focus on this kind of seeking clarity, we forget that right here and right now, there are opportunities to make the most of this life that we have been given. When we turn our focus to the present moment, it doesn't mean we are ignoring the future or that we've suddenly become irresponsible. It just means that we are preparing to meet the future with the same kind of clarity we are finding right now. Clarity is remembering that when the future feels foggy, the present moment doesn't have to be. And the more we embrace being present, the more clearly we will begin to see. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can you be kind to yourself today? How can you be kind to someone else today? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols, and I'll see you here tomorrow.